Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Violence in the streets of America is a conspiracy. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this conspiracy.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We do not want our listeners to misunderstand and think that we're not concerned about justice, fairness, equality for every single person. But David, would you not agree that criminal behavior cannot be used to achieve the righteousness of God?
I think you're absolutely right, Jimmy. You know, provision for freedom of speech and peaceful protest and expectations of justice and equality, those things are built into our Constitution, and we agree with that. And we also agree that what happened to George Floyd and others was unnecessary, it was avoidable, it was evil, and arguably, it should be a catalyst for, I would say, personal introspection and evaluation and reform and change at a number of levels. So we agree with that too. But we're seeing far too much anarchy and chaos and lawlessness and rebellion against biblical principles, and I would say against God himself. You know, love is not driving so much of this, and far too much is being driven by hatred, and that's not coming from the Lord. Just earlier today, I was watching an interview, and I saw Ben Watson. He's a former NFL player and a believer, and a black man, by the way. And he said that we have a God who is one of kindness and justice and righteousness. And interestingly, Fox News actually put up the entire verse he was referring to on live television, which is Jeremiah 9:24. So, Jimmy, as you and our listeners know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes there are conspiracies, and I think a strong biblical case can be made for what we're witnessing being part of what I would call a cosmic conspiracy. God and man and the holy angels have a common enemy, and that enemy is Satan and his army of fallen angels. And unbelievers can be pawns in his war against God. And I would also say believers can also unwittingly fall into the same trap if they're not careful.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the conspiracy that's going on in the streets of America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Many political leaders in the United States have spoken of a conspiracy that is orchestrating the chaos in the streets of America. Dave's explanation of the satanic conspiracy behind this chaos is right on target because it is from the Word of God, the Bible. As we read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, we can see the plan of Satan and then how to defeat the devil in these the last days. We must indeed put on the whole armor of God and pray always. It's a simple plan, but it works. And that's my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...